This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hey there, guess who stopped by the NPR office the other day? Maluma. Yep, the Colombian rapper and singer came through to play a Tiny Desk concert, and he played four of our favorite songs, so you're going to want to check that out on our NPR Music YouTube channel. After the show, he sat down to talk to me and Ana, and here is that conversation. Welcome to another edition of a post-Tiny Desk Alt Latino interview. My name is Felix Contreras.
I'm Ana Maria Sayer.
And we have with us today...
Oh, just, you know.
Oh, look who dropped
by. Maluma. Hey, thanks for stopping by, Maluma.
Oh, thank you, guys. It's amazing to be here. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Great Tiny Desk concert, but we have some questions to go get a little bit more understanding of the music and behind the music.
And you. I mean, obviously, you're coming all the way from Colombia, which we're so honored when we have anyone, seriously, from anywhere in Latin America come through these doors, because we know what it means to the people who watch at home. We have huge audience who really, really cares. And Felix and I, that's what we do here. We care about Latin music, Latino music.
I can tell.
And so we wanted to talk to you a bit about reggaeton and what it's doing and has been doing in Colombia. We know, obviously, that it's huge in Colombia. And you are one of the artists that are at the forefront of that. When did reggaeton become such a massive part of Colombian culture, of the music scene there?
Well, I would say reggaeton, or I would say urban movement. You know what I mean? Because sometimes people say that I'm a reggaetonero, but I'm not a reggaetonero. You know, my genre is Maluma genre. I do whatever I love doing. You know, it's not like I do reggaeton and that's it, or trap. No, I love doing boleros. I love doing pop. I love doing salsa. So at the end of the day, it's like, that's actually why reggaeton is conquering a bunch of charts right now, because you can mix it with every genre, you know? Like, we can hear different kind of songs. Even my own songs, if you listen to Felices Los Cuatro, it's a very pop song, but the drums are a reggaeton drum. So it's like, that's why it's so strong right now, because you can mix it with every genre, and that's what is happening right now in Latin America and around the world. People love reggaeton and urban music.
What does it say about Colombia specifically to be able to absorb those kind of influences? Because I'm old enough to remember when, you know, listening to salsa in the 70s, Celia Cruz, Hector Lavoe, and then all of a sudden, Oscar de Leon. You know what I mean? It's like, I thought he was Puerto Rican initially, honestly.
Yeah,
like, what do you think, what does it say about Colombia that it just reflects all these great influences?
Well, I would say maybe we had a hard time, you know, like, bunch of violence, bunch of war, and that made us pretty strong, you know, to keep trying to put our heads up on the water and say, we here, man, you know, because we had a crazy time that I don't really want to talk about it, but thank God it happened to us, because now we have these whole generations full of passion, dedication, discipline, and I would say that that's what happened. Like, we need to go through tough things to understand that we needed to work the double sometimes to make us notice, you know? So I think that's what happened, actually. Colombia is a beautiful country. It's not only because we have a bunch of talent, it's because we're situated in a pretty beautiful zone in the world, where we have the biggest two oceans, we have deserts, we have deserts, we have mountains, we have the ocean, we have a bunch of beautiful things. So I would say that even geographically, we're situated in one place that is pretty magical too. So maybe it works too, you know, a little bit of magic in our country.
I've been to Bogota, Medellin, Santa Marta.
Beautiful.
You know, I've been able to see these things, and I see what you're saying, but also see how everybody's just so open to all the different influences. Everything happens.
When you go in the streets in Colombia, you see people playing every instrument, you know, people singing, people... Well, there are a bunch of studios in Medellin right now. Like, it's crazy. Like, the place where I was raised, we have at least like 30, 40 studios around right now. And when I started, it was only our studio. So we see like the music industry is developing a lot in our country, and my city, Medellin, too. You know?
I love what you say about that, because there's something that Felix and I know a lot about certain countries, especially who have experienced things that have been difficult that people want to either mm-hmm. make music about or mm-hmm. not make music mm-hmm. about. Oftentimes, there's almost as much being said in what you choose to talk about and what you don't. And mm-hmm. you gravitate towards amor. You gravitate towards these joyful kind of mm-hmm. topics. And I think that there's something really beautiful in that intentionality that maybe not everyone picks up on all the time.
It's crazy. I feel like my dad, or actually my parents, they taught me about this. Like, I wake up every morning and my homework is like, yo, how to be proud of being Colombian, how to be more proud of being Latino, how I'm gonna take my culture to another level, how I'm gonna tell everyone that Pablo Escobar is not already alive, that we don't care about that guy, that we're music, that we're pop, that we're fashion, that we're more than that, you know? That's my homework, actually. That's something, that's part of my responsibility, because I know that a bunch of people listen to my music and listen to my words, actually, when I go on stage. And that's what I try to say every time, you know, like, yo, guys, there are so many beautiful things in our Latin culture. Just forget about the past. Forget about the violence and all the stuff that we live already. It's time to change the page and create a new beginning, you know? That's what I'm trying to do right now, working hard for that, you know?
Mm-hmm. When you talk about working hard, I want to go back to something I read about that you said that you did when you were a kid, that you made ham sandwiches. Okay.
And
that
we've all heard the ham sandwiches.
We're hustlers, man.
But yeah. that's the start of, of what you call your hustle, right? And what you said, it's just about working hard right now. And like, mm-hmm. create an arc. Like, where does that, those ham sandwiches, the hustle, how does that manifest itself now with your music, with your philanthropy?
Yeah.
Philanthropy?
Yeah. It's crazy, man. Like, it's something natural, you know, something natural. You know, when you got to hustle, you got to hustle. You know, like when I was a kid, I was going to my house and I was seeing like there was no food in the fridge, you know. So when you see those pictures, it's terrible, you know. Like you need to go out and actually get your food, get your own food for your family, not only for you, for everyone around. So that's what actually took me to be here, to work hard, the necessity, you know, like being in the streets, like hustling every day. And I can tell right now with all my businesses, you know, like it's something natural that I have. I'm always creating new brands, new companies. I don't know. I just love this. I love the idea of producing new stuff and keep inspiring the world.
But talking about that, I mean, you have a diversity of projects. You're a hustler mm-hmm. in that sense, but a hustler in terms of how you experiment in your music as well. I mean, what you came and played here today, like stylistically, was really across the map. I love what you said, Maluma genre, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Where does that come from? Is that a part of that hustler mentality to really put yourself out there musically?
I would say it's part of my mentality, but it's also in my DNA. You know, when you're having your DNA, I remember when I was a kid, I was going to my grandparents' house and they were listening to so many genres, especially salsa. And you know that salsa, with salsa happens something pretty similar than reggaeton. Like you can mix it with everything. So when I was going to my grandparents' home, I was listening to the long plays. They used to play La Fania, you know, all that stuff. And I was listening to so many flavors, so many rhythms that they just stayed in my DNA and on my mind. So I would say like the taste, my musical taste, I own it because of my grandparents. They gave it to me, you know, mis abuelos.
Salsa was their heartbeat and reggaeton was yours.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And la clave en la salsa is pum, 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 tum, tum, tum. And it's the same for reggaeton. So it's something that I just have in my DNA and I enjoy it. I enjoy it doing different things, you know. It was for me easy to just come here and do the stage versions of each song, the songs that I play on tour. But that was not my idea, you know. I really want to change the game a little bit and explore. I love new things. I love growing. I love being outside of my comfort zone. That's what I really love. When I'm too comfort, I feel like something wrong is happening, you know? When I come here and I don't feel any emotions because I'm singing, I mean, the same songs, same rhythm, I don't like that. I always try to change the rules a little bit.
We'll be back with our post-Tiny Desk Alt-Latino interview with Maluma. But first, we're going to take a short break.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu. This message comes from Capital One, presenting sponsor of the 2024 Tiny Desk Contest. Earlier this year, unsigned musicians from around the country submitted their original songs for the 10th annual Tiny Desk Contest. The panel of judges are hard at work picking standout entries, and you can follow along and choose your favorite videos as well. The winner gets to play their very own Tiny Desk concert, then headline a tour with NPR Music this summer. Want to come along for the ride? Visit tinydeskcontest.npr.org to learn more, then check out the Venture X card from presenting sponsor Capital One. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Where do you go to find new music and new musical influences?
Well, now it's kind of easy because we have all these platforms, social media. So you go on social media and you see all like different genres, different people singing, different artists every day, you know, people who are starting. And sometimes I feel like they give me a lot, you know, like these new artists, they teach me a lot. So when I go back to Colombia, when I go back to Medellin, we have the Royalty House over there, which is like my record label. I have a record label, which we have a couple of artists, new artists. And when I go there, and they're young, they're pretty young. Maybe they're like, what, 20, 21 years old. So when I get there and they start like listening to new stuff, you know, like what they're creating, I'm always there, you know. I always try to be, okay, I'm doing my business, so I come here with these old guys, you know, to talk about business, whatever it is. But when I'm coming back to Colombia, to Medellin, I go there, man, and I just fill my mind of new music and new ideas.
So speaking about all of these amazing artists, young artists that you've been a supporter of, you've kind of really taken care of a lot of people, and caretaking is on the brain. You just announced that you're going to be a dad.
Oh my God, it's the first time we talk about that
shit. I know, that's what I'm like. You cried.
Yeah, it's crazy.
During Amor de Mi Vida, and I couldn't help but think that had to relate to what you're feeling right now.
That's me, man. I'm real. That's what I love about music. I can be myself. You know, like, this is the only way, or some of the ways that I can talk to my fans through music, you know, and I just wanted to let them know that I was, and that I'm having a baby. Wow, that's crazy.
How does it feel to say that out loud?
No, I cannot say it loud, you know, it's like, I'm gonna be at that. It's impossible to say that loud, but it's such a big dream. I always dream about this. It's perfect timing. I mean, all the beautiful things that I'm living, I'm looking for more personal experiences too, you know, like I love my music, I love being on tour, but I also want to keep growing as a human being, you know, not only as an artist. So this makes me feel so human, you know, and I love this, but at the same time, the more human I feel, the more artists I get. It's so weird, like Paris, our beautiful daughter, she's growing inside her mom's belly, and she gives me, wow, many reasons to keep dreaming. And it's like she made a reset on my mind, you know, like it's like she's everything to me right now. It's crazy. It's a crazy feeling that only parents are gonna understand, you know. It's like something like, right? It's weird. But I just love this feeling, and my days are brighter than ever. So
bro, my sons are 20 and 23.
Imagine,
and,
right?
And it gets better every day. Every instant, it gets better and
that's
better.
That's what my dad
better.
Tells me every right? day. Yeah, my dad, he's like, wait, so you hold her, you know, in your arms. Wait for that feeling. And then wait for them to start walking. And then wait for them to, you know. So it's a beautiful journey. I'm here to learn. I think the kids come to this world to teach us a bunch of things. So I'm ready to learn. I know Paris is my maestra, you know, my teacher, like everything to me.
It happened with both of my sons, but when they're born, they're little blobs, right? They're just little blobs. Yeah. But one day they look up at you, either through scent or through sound, they recognize you. Yeah. And when she recognizes you, your life's over, bro.
Man,
everything changes.
Completely. I sing every day.
Yeah.
To her, yeah. Every day, during morning,
yeah.
Before I go to bed, I kiss the belly, like I feel like she's already there, you know. So it's pretty special, man. Like, this is a crazy, crazy feeling that I love it. This is my biggest dream ever, you know. So now it's happening. I cannot be more happy right now.
I'm and you know, felicidades, you know.
Felicidades.
Thank you.
And we're anxious to watch and see how you balance, because you've got a new album out. Mm-hmm. You're on tour right now.
I'm
you know,
waiting.
And the next time you go out, you know, you're gonna be a baby at home.
There's gonna be a little something on
So like, it's gonna be very interesting to watch you balance. I'm learning. No doubt you can do it.
Yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning right now. Like, what I have on my mind is like, I don't wanna get a part of her. You know, like, I don't wanna separate. Like I want her to leave everything next to me. I wanna see her with me touring. I want to see her with me in the hotels. I want her to leave everything, because I was reading, actually, because now I watch every podcast about parents. And so it's so funny. And I was seeing that the first 6 months, even the whole year, they have these lapse of time. So they like learn everything about life in those 6 months, everything they touch, everything they smell, everything they see, you know, in those 6 months. So as soon the doctors say that she can fly with me, man, she's not going anywhere but daddy's arms, you know, like.
And you know, the first place they learn their beat, it's through the parents' heartbeat.
Yeah.
That's where they learn it. God. That's how they learn the music. You already know. You're covered.
I'm an OG. In parents' situation.
I love that. Do you feel like, I mean, you can't even anticipate how having her will impact the way that you
You know that there is a saying. There is a saying in Spanish that says, like, los niños vienen con el pan debajo del brazo. That's like, kids are coming to this world like with their food under their arm. Sí. I would say it like that. And that's totally true. Like, I feel like everything around my life is working in a very positive way. It's like, okay, I'm understanding life right now. Like, everything is put in the right place. Nothing bothers me anymore. It's like, there is nothing bigger than Paris. So if there is any problem in my life, I just think about Paris, and that's like, it's done. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, I know exactly what you mean, man. Bro.
Yeah.
So, okay, so next time you come back, we're going to talk about what's
Felix
happened
has
since.
She's going to be here.
Yeah, okay, you got to bring her in.
Felix makes me cry every day when he talks about his kids, and now, like, you're doing the same thing.
Man. It's a crazy feeling.
Great dads.
It's beautiful.
Great dads.
Thank you. Thanks for asking, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, thank you for coming by and talking to us, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
really
great,
appreciate
great
that.
Great concert.
Really appreciate
you're,
it.
You're on a roll. You got a great new album. You're out touring right now. So
exciting.
Yeah.
So thank
you. All success to you, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Gracias, hermano.
Gracias.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks again to Maluma for taking some time after his Tiny Desk concert to talk with me and Ana. And I hope you enjoyed that conversation, because I know we did. And be sure to check out his performance and all the other El Tiny videos that we have from Latino Heritage Month on our NPR Music YouTube channel. There you can also see a video version of this interview. I'm Felix Contreras. As always, thank you so much for listening.
It's a high-stakes election year, so it's not enough to just follow along. You need to understand what's happening so you are fully informed come November. Every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast, our political reporters break down important stories and backstories from the campaign trail so you understand why it matters to you. Listen to the NPR Politics Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.